Penguin Random House Audio presents 26 Marathons. What I learned about faith, identity, running, and life from my marathon career. By Meb Keflezighi and Scott Douglas. Read for you by Holter Graham. To my parents, Roussom and Awatosh, who sacrificed their own lives to seek better opportunities for their children. To Amoy Letta-Michael and Dr. Luigi Brindici, who made a lot of the family journey possible. Without your big hearts, none of our successful results would have been possible. Rest in peace, Amoy. To my brothers and sisters, who supported and understood my crazy schedule. I missed out on a lot, but now you know why. To my wife, Yordanos, and our children, Sara, Fiori, and Johanna. You are my inspiration. To my classmates, teammates, teachers, coaches, and friends, and the people in the medical field who encouraged and challenged me to be my best in every aspect of life, now these lessons are shared with others. Meb Keflezighi. Introduction. The first thing I see is the finish line behind me. For a moment, I'm confused. Why am I lying on the ground with my head cradled in my hands? Then I remember. I've just finished the 2017 New York City Marathon and have collapsed in exhaustion. In that moment, I'm flooded by thoughts. I think about how I started my marathon career, crossing this very finish line 15 years earlier, and how, after that first one, I said I'd never run another. I think about changing my mind and trying the marathon again. I think about winning an Olympic silver medal in 2004, about a marathon in 2007 that almost ended my career, about coming back stronger than ever to win New York in 2009, about the bad marathons that almost caused me to quit the sport, about resolving to give it one more shot, and the redemption that came by winning Boston 1 year after the bombings there. It hits me that I've just completed my 26th marathon, one for each mile of the race, to end my professional running career. For the first few seconds after finishing, I'm fine. Then I realize I'm shaking and am about to hit the ground hard. My instincts tell me to protect my head. I slump to the road like it's a bed, with my hands like a pillow. Then I'm unconscious. When I come to, my main thought is to get up and let everyone know I'm okay. Before I can, my wife, Yordanos, our oldest daughter, Sarah, and my good friend, Dr. Andy Rosen, come to the rescue. They and others try to lift me. I've never felt so heavy in my entire life. Once I'm on my feet, I see our other daughters, Johanna and Fiori, and my parents. People take turns keeping me stable. Pretty soon, we find my brother and manager, Howie, and my longtime coach and mentor, Bob Larson. As I stagger around, the team that unceasingly supported me throughout my marathon career is now doing so literally. I think about how the marathon really is a metaphor for life. I've given my all, today and over the course of 26 marathons. Lessons learned. Emil Zatopek, the only runner to win the 5K, 10K, and marathon in the same Olympics, said, "If you want to run, run a mile. If you want to experience a different life, run a marathon." Each of my 26 professional marathons was not just a race against the top runners in the world, but a learning experience. I emerged from all of my marathons a smarter runner, a better racer, and a wiser person. Every race had moments, challenges, and triumphs that made for a unique learning experience. My goal in this book is to share the key takeaways from each race and show how to make use of those lessons in your own running and life. The book is organized by marathon, one per chapter, presented chronologically. The lessons cover everything that contributed to my success, which is to say pretty much everything imaginable. Pacing and race tactics, family and faith, nutrition and training, mental toughness, and goal setting. I hope you'll feel like we're on a run together as I give an inside look at my marathon career and provide equal doses of inspiration and practical advice. Run to win. The undercurrent running throughout this book is my run-to-win philosophy. Run-to-win doesn't mean always trying to finish first. Even for elite runners, finishing first is the exception, not the rule. I broke the tape at only 3 of my 26 marathons. Sure, I hoped to and tried to win most of them. But when I placed something other than first, I was content, as long as I had run to win in the broader sense. What do I mean? Simply that run to win isn't about finishing first, but about getting the best out of yourself. I started using this philosophy long before I became a marathoner. When I was a high school sophomore in San Diego, my Sunday routine started with church, followed by a trip to the house of Steve and Gail Van Camp. Their daughters, who were runners, were my academic tutors. They would help with my homework, especially English. Then I would mow the Van Camp's lawn, and I'd join the family for dinner, usually spaghetti. Over dinner, Dr. and Mrs. Van Camp would ask me about my schoolwork and upcoming competitions. We would discuss my goals for the races. How fast did I think I could run? What would be a good showing? Did I think I could win? Who were the key contenders? It was homework on top of homework. Thinking about my races that way helped me broaden my definition of success. I realized that it could be just as satisfying to finish 5th instead of 1st if I could honestly say I'd given my best. Setting personal records took on new meaning because they were indisputable evidence that I had done better than I ever had at a particular distance. With the Van Camp's help, I learned how to evaluate my performances in less objective situations than a timed race on the track, including ones outside running. This philosophy meshed well with Coach Larson's approach once I got to UCLA and started working with him. As a college coach, Bob was overseeing the training and racing of dozens of athletes in different events. There's a great range of ages and abilities among college athletes. Many people who were stars in high school struggle once they find themselves in the middle of the pack. Coach Larson was great at getting everyone to think about what success would mean for them, regardless of how others performed. Being a UCLA Bruin also meant learning from legendary basketball coach John Wooden. He said success is peace of mind, which is a direct result of self-satisfaction in knowing you made the effort to become the best of which you are capable. I carried that mindset into every marathon I ran. It was key to the many successes I had in my career, and it helped me through some very rough times. I hope that this book inspires you to run to win on your terms, in running and in life. Marathon number 1. 2002 New York City Marathon, November 3rd, 2002. Place, 9th. Time, 2 hours, 12 minutes, 35 seconds. Key lesson. Marathoners always need to be grounded in reality. I don't want to do this ever again. That's part of the entry from my running log for November 3rd, 2002, the day I ran my first marathon. The race was an inauspicious start to my marathon career. I knew that a lot of people say never again after marathons, but I was sincere. Running the last 10K at my easy run pace, despite great preparation and mental fortitude, was just utterly unsatisfying. I felt defeated by the distance. Obviously, I didn't end up in the one-and-done club. Still, at one point in each of my 26 marathons as a pro, I asked myself, why am I doing this? Yes, even when I won Boston. I eventually learned that it's always going to hurt. But most of the time, you can come out of that absolute pit. When you're conditioned properly and your body and mind are on the same page, it's a beautiful thing. Eventually, I learned that the marathon can be the most satisfying event in running.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?